It's Thursday, the day we read from your emails.
We begin with response to our coverage of the furor over troubles at Walter Reed Army Medical Center and reports of failures in the VA healthcare system, which treats discharged veterans.
This from Sharon Oxbrow of Los Angeles. She heard my interview with the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, James Nicholson.
She writes, "The scandal disclosed by the Washington Post series was not simply about poor medical treatment and moldy rooms. It was also about a systemic attempt to downgrade veterans' disability ratings by finding prior health problems. Melissa raised this issue and got a commitment from Secretary Nicholson that the department would give veterans, or at least Iraq War veterans, the presumption of entitlement. This is great. Now, keep following up."
And this comment from listener Leslie Aguirre. She writes, "With all the terrible stories recently about the VA's delivery of services, I feel compelled to tell you of my own recent experience. My son is in the Army and returned from Baghdad a year ago in January. He suffered an injury after returning to the States and had surgery on his hand. During his convalescent leave at home with us in Michigan, he had to have his cast removed. The VA hospital in Ann Arbor not only went above and beyond what was required to accommodate him, we found everyone to be friendly and incredibly helpful. The facility was clean, welcoming, and reassuring. Thanks to everyone at the Ann Arbor VA hospital, may they soon be an example of the norm rather than the exception."
A correction now to a piece about returning to work after being injured in war. NPR's Robert Smith visited a jobs fair in Fort Dix, New Jersey, for sick and injured soldiers. It was part of a new Pentagon program to help disabled veterans find new careers, and we incorrectly identified the program's title as Helping Heroes. It's actually Hiring Heroes.
All this week, we've been featuring reports about Russia's changing role on the world stage. Several of you echoed this criticism by Ralph Flood of Philadelphia. He writes, "Your coverage of Russia's aggressiveness in the international sphere omits one important fact. Vladimir Putin's criticism that the U.S. has overstepped itself and is acting like an imperial bully is essentially accurate. From Venezuela to the Middle East to East Asia, our attempts to impose our will on other nations have alarmed our allies and adversaries alike."
Yesterday, we reported on changes the administration favors in the U.S. Emergency Food Aid Program. It wants to buy more food from abroad, close to where it's needed.
Angel Young of Long Beach, California, writes this, "I can hardly think of a single thing that the Bush administration does that I support, but when I heard this story, I immediately agreed with the administration's push to use some money designated for the Food for Peace program to purchase food aid from outside the U.S. Why not? The Food for Peace program recognizes that there are 800 million people in the world who are food insecure. If it takes 6 months to deliver emergency food aid from the U.S. to starving people in Africa, why on earth shouldn't our government permit some of the food to be purchased locally so that it can be delivered more quickly?"
No more trials, no more cares, no more grief to
Finally, Janora Ely of Calhoun, Georgia, was among the listeners who wrote in to praise my interview with Metropolitan Opera singer Morris Robinson. She writes, "I'm not particularly a fan of opera, but I listened transfixed to your interview with Morris Robinson. There is so much passion in his voice. I sat in the car, smiling, with tears streaming down my face, as I listened to Going Home, and then burst into applause. I hope the neighbors weren't watching."
If you want to sing our praises or disagree passionately with something we've done, write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.
I'm going.